بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ألا أدلكم على ما يمحو الله به الخطايا ويرفع به الدرجات قالوا بلى يا رسول الله قال إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره وكثرة الخطاء إلى المساجد وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة فذلكم الرباط فذلكم الرباط رواه مسلم. سيدنا ابو هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, should I not inform you of something by which Allah Ta'ala will wipe out sins and through which Allah Ta'ala will raise a person's ranks? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ألا أدلكم, should I not show you something by which Allah Ta'ala will wipe out a person's sins and through which Allah Ta'ala will raise his ranks, his darajat? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Sahaba said, indeed, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three things here. إِسْبَاغُ الْوُضُوِي عَلَى الْمَكَارِهِ, performing a thorough wudu against all difficulties and adverse circumstances. So a person makes his wudu fully. In other words, he makes riayat of not only the fard of wudu, the sunnat of wudu, the adab of wudu, the etiquettes of wudu. He washes each limb properly, thoroughly. Nothing is left dry, nothing is missed out. He makes his wudu completely, perfectly, properly. That is called isbaghul wudu. He's not hasty in his wudu. He washes each limb according to the sunnah three times. So isbaghul wudu'i alal makarihi, despite adverse circumstances. For example, it may be ice cold winter in those countries and those places where it is very, very cold. Then, despite the cold weather, he still makes his wudu completely and properly. So that's the first one. Second one, وَكَثْرَةُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ, a person who takes many steps towards the masjid. So taking many steps to the masjid for salah. A person is living far, despite that he walks to the masjid. This is a very great and very rewarding deed. And the ahadith and incidents where a group of people, Banu Salima, they decided to come closer to the masjid because it was more convenient. They were staying very far away. Rasulullah SAW came to know of this. He told them, Diyarakum, Bani Salama, Diyarakum, O Banu Salima, keep to your houses, adhere to your houses, do not relocate. تُكْتَبْ آثَارُكُمْ, every step you take towards the masjid, that will be rewarded. You'll be rewarded for it. You gain great rewards for it. So the second thing, وَكَثْرَةُ الْخُطَاءِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ, taking many steps to the masjid. And the third one, وَانْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ, after performing one salah, a person waits for the next salah. So after one salah he performed, he sits in the masjid. Obviously he's engaged in ibadah. And he waits for the next salah. So generally from Asr to Maghrib is very easy. We can all try and make an effort, at least from Asr to Maghrib, or maybe Maghrib to Isha. But a person has the courage, then after Fajr right to Zuhur, you will hardly find any person doing this. Nonetheless, after one salah, a person waits for the next salah. Then Rasulullah said, فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ, this is actually ribat. This is actually ribat. What is ribat? Ribat is when a Muslim army has gathered and then they have some people who volunteer to guard the borders, to guard the frontiers against the attack of any enemy. In other words, the person has to be very, very alert and he has to be awake and he has to watch and see if any enemy is going to attack. And the moment he sees some harm coming or some enemy advancing, then he will notify the Muslim army and they could be prepared. So this person's position is very, very, a very important one. If he becomes oblivious of his surroundings, he becomes neglectful, he becomes ghafil, then because of his action, the entire Muslim army can be destroyed by the enemy. So he has to be very watchful. In fact, he's putting his life in danger, he's risking his life, and he could even become a martyr. But his position is something very, very important and sacred, and therefore it is greatly rewarded in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned these three actions. He has equated that to ribat, like a person guarding the frontier, is guarding the borders against any attack of the enemy. Because similar things here, a person is making wudu despite difficulty. It is very, very cold and he's still making his complete perfect wudu. He's staying far away, he's not right next to the masjid, he takes many steps. So mashakkat is involved in here. Great difficulty is involved in these actions. Imagine waiting for one salah. After performing one salah, you're waiting for the next salah. So because these actions also have in them difficult circumstances the person has to bear, therefore Rasulullah has equated this to ribat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.